I felt that that Peter King clip was, you know, this guy is like a member of Congress and he's essentially abrogating a congressional power.
Yes.
Which is a disgusting, almost, I think that's treasonous, that, to be honest about, in terms of the Constitution, which he's supposed to uphold.
He even says that he says constitutionally the president has the right.
I know, he's full of crap.
Yeah.
And by the way, so here's a clip. Play this one. It's at the end of the list, and the key word at the front is old.
Yep, got it.
Play that.
The United States had launched an attack on Iran without congressional approval. That would have been an impeachment.
Yeah, this clip. It's funny because I was like, I'm not going to bring that one up again.
But I'm just playing.
Now, you went back to the well. I like it.
Well, offense. Do you want to review that comment you made? Well, how do you stand on that now?
Yes, I want to stand by that comment I made. The reason I made the comment was as a warning. The reason I don't say those things lightly, Chris. You've known me for a long time. I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee for 17 years, or its ranking member. I teach separation of powers and constitutional law. This is something I know. So I got together and brought a group of constitutional scholars together to write a piece that I'm going to deliver to the whole United States Senate, pointing out the president has no constitutional authority to take this nation to war against a country of 70 million people unless we're attacked or unless there is proof that we are about to be attacked. And if he does, I would move to impeach him. The House obviously has to do that, but I would lead an effort to impeach him. The reason for my doing that, I don't say it lightly.
That was very funny.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, no, I mean, yeah, no, it is.